From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Fulton County Commissioner Emma Darnell has passed away. Darnell died yesterday in Atlanta. She was 84 years old. Darnell joined the County Commission in 1992. She started her public service career in the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and then she joined the City of Atlanta's government when Sam Massell was elected mayor. She was in the middle of her eighth term as County Commissioner, which was set to expire at the end of next year, representing Fulton County's 6th District. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms issued a statement saying, quote, Darnell cultivated her leadership during a time when both her race and gender could have been a hindrance, but she challenged the status quo with a fierce determination to achieve equality for the people of Atlanta and Fulton County. Typically, gnats are a South Georgia occurrence, but not this year, as GPB's Josephine Bennett explains.
Months of heavy rain have increased water levels in Georgia's rivers. That means more black flies, one of the many insects commonly referred to as a gnat. University of Georgia entomologist and extension agent Elmer Gray says, aside from needing high water, the flies are attracted to cleaner water. Their abundance is a good sign.
Black flies are not tolerant of highly polluted water. So the fact that we're getting more of these populations is indicative that we are making progress.
This species of black fly is not the same as the one found in South Georgia, but you could be seeing it as far south as Macon and north into Athens through October. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg and his husband were in Georgia yesterday to attend former President Jimmy Carter's Sunday school class. At Carter's invitation, Buttigieg stood and read from the Bible as part of the lesson at the church in Plains. The class is turning out to be a popular campaign stop. Two other Democratic presidential candidates, Senators Cory Booker and Amy Klobuchar, have also attended class. Atlanta United picked up a big win on the road last night, defeating Sporting Kansas City by a score of 3-0, as GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
It's been a tough season for Atlanta, who entered the game near the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings. But behind two goals from reigning MVP Joseph Martinez, United showed some of the skill that made them champions last season.
Joseph Martinez! Two goals tonight. He is back, and it sure looks like Atlanta United are back.
Atlanta will look to continue their recent success when they return to Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Wednesday to play Toronto FC. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Dan.